Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
This is UIN the podcast. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. We're going to give you some news and some information for and about people of color. Here we go. R. Kelly is enlisting the legal help of Bill Cosby's lawyer to appeal his racketeering and sex trafficking conviction. Kelly's new lawyer is concerned with what she says is the government abusing the RICO statute in order to plead around the statute of limitations and essentially put people's entire lives on trial. Families of 9 victims killed in a racist attack at a South Carolina church have reached a settlement with the Justice Department over a faulty background check that allowed Dylan Roof to purchase the gun he used in the 2015 massacre. The Justice Department will pay $88 million, which includes $63 million for the families of the 9 people killed and $25 million for 5 survivors who were inside the church at the time of the shooting. A Michigan man who sued his employer after alleging that he was fired because he's a white man has been awarded $10 million in a landmark judgment by a North Carolina jury. According to a report from CBS News, David Duval was fired in 2018 from his role as Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Novant Health. Duval claims he was replaced by a black woman and a white woman as part of an intentional campaign to promote diversity in its management ranks. Seasoned rapper actor Ice Cube recently quit a film he was set to be paid $9 million for by Sony simply because he refused to get vaccinated in order to be on set. Michelle Obama will guest star on the final season of Black-ish in 2022. The former First Lady, who will reportedly play herself, said she's long been a fan of the ABC comedy's wit and all-around brilliance. An 83-year-old black man who maintained that he did not murder his wife in 1974 has been found not guilty after spending 45 years in prison. Isaiah Andrews of Cleveland, Ohio, was vindicated after a new trial was granted last year once his lawyers from the Ohio Innocence Project discovered compelling evidence pointing to another suspect. The Fair Fight Political Action Committee, the voting rights organization founded by activist Stacey Abrams, announced it's donating over $1 million to a nonprofit in an ongoing effort to wipe out medical debt with a focus on southern states.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Hawaii is filing a lawsuit after a 10-year-old black girl was handcuffed with excessive force at school and taken to jail because a parent didn't like a picture the girl had drawn of a child who was bullying her. The 10-year-old's mother was not allowed to see the daughter until after she had been arrested. The family is seeking $500,000 in damages. A memorial service for General Colin Powell is scheduled for November the 5th at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. The NAACP has issued a letter asking free agent pro athletes to avoid siding with teams in Texas because of the Lone Star State's restrictive voting rights laws and its stance on women's reproductive freedom.
A few black-owned businesses are helping women fighting breast cancer to get their dignity back and shop for wigs and intimate clothing by tailoring products to their unique experience. Coils and Locks is a main source of Afro-textured wigs that are supplied to hospitals and medical supplies that are authorized to sell insurance-covered wigs. Black-owned Cherry Blossom Intimates Boutique is an in-person and online boutique that caters to women with breast cancer journeys. The boutique also doubles as a fully accredited medical facility. Through an accreditation, many of the boutique's inventory and bras are covered by insurance companies. The products both Coils to Locks and Cherry Blossom Intimates provides gives women hope and restores confidence. Georgia's Republican governor and attorney general have prepared a lawsuit aimed at the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors. Georgia's lawsuit, backed by Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia, takes aim at an order requiring federal contractors to be vaccinated by December 8th unless they have a religious or medical exemption. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp called the move an unlawful and unconstitutional overreach. Wages and salaries jumped in the 3 months ending in September by the most on records that date back 20 years. Companies are forced to offer higher pay to fill a near-record number of available jobs. Figures demonstrate that workers are gaining greater leverage in the job market and are able to command higher pay, more benefits, and other perks like flexible work hours.
President Joe Biden made Juneteenth a federal holiday. Now it will be a state-of-the-art national museum located in Fort Worth, Texas. The National Juneteenth Museum is expected to open in 2023.
Floyd Mayweather reportedly refused to take a selfie with a male teenage fan because his nails were painted. And speaking of boxing, on October 23rd, Nico Ali Walsh, who is the grandson of Muhammad Ali, won his second career professional fight by knocking out James Wesley II in the third round of their fight, which took place at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Listening to UIN, Urban Internet News, the podcast. More national news and information for and about people of color is available on our webpage at myunn.net. All right, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UIN, the podcast.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.